Hey everybody, Del Bigtree here from the High Wire. I want to take a quick moment to bring you a breaking ICANN legal update. We are going to be suing Governor Gavin Newsom in California for his announcement that the children of California will be forcibly vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. It's immoral, it's unjust, it's illegal, and we're not going to stand for it. Our hearts were with you last week when this announcement took place. It is an aberration inside of a free nation to even be hearing this come across our televisions. What is the basis of our claims? Well, they're very simple. If you are going to stop the disease or stop the pandemic, you have to have a vaccine that can do that. This one does not. It does not stop infection. It does not stop transmission. It doesn't protect anyone around you. Therefore, the entire purpose of this vaccine, if you can call it that, is moot. Additionally, when it comes to children, we know that they are actually at higher risk of injury from the vaccine than from the disease itself. We have seen the announcements from the CDC raised risks of myocarditis and pericarditis in children, putting them in hospitals, swelling their heart, and leaving them with unknown long-term damages and potentially death in their future. We also know that their rate of survival with COVID is about 99.997%. Therefore, they're at no risk from anything except the vaccine. And lastly, if you want to promote a product and give it to children without proper long-term safety trials, then at least there should be some liability so that the parents can sue the manufacturer. Unfortunately, they're protected by both the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Program and the PREP Act, so we can't sue this product when it kills or injures our children. Therefore, the pharmaceutical industry is protected more than the parents of California. Well, we're not going to stand for that. We're stepping in to protect them. The Informed Consent Action Network legal team, headed by the greatest medical health attorney in the world, Aaron Seary, is going to be bringing the case to California. We are not going to rest until we win. So let it be known, Gavin Newsom, if you want to act like a jerk, we'll treat you like one. We're coming after you, buddy, and we mean business.
It's time for unity. It's time to raise a voice. It's time to sharpen the blades. We just can't take this anymore.
Right, this is Fenolia. This proves that you can chip with a nanomaterial antenna. Okay, that's a huge magnet. All right. Your arm's straight. Just relax your arm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is 40 mil by 5 mil neodymium magnet. All right, I'm going to go further down. Can you feel that pulling on the injection site?
Mm-hmm.
We're in Leeds, we're doing the magnet test. So we can help you claim, this is medical battery, you were given no informed consent of what was in those vaccines. Yeah, what did you have, AstraZeneca?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many did you have?
Two.
All right, this proves that you've been shipped with a nanomaterial antenna. It's medical battery. I can feel that pulling there.
Leave the kids alone, you sick!
First record.
Sam Smith is a pedophile! Grooming the kids! You sick motherfucker, Sam Smith!
I wish I would have never got the vaccine.
What's that?
I wish I never would have got the vaccine.
I never did.
I've been having chest pain ever since I had that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still having it?
Yeah, every time to time. Oh, and they're saying that you get hardens the arteries. And
yeah.
So I need to go get it checked out. But ever since, dude, it's just...
That's horrible.
These documents contain 9 assessments conducted by the TGA following reports of someone dying from the COVID-19 vaccine. The deceased people listed on these reports are aged 7, 9, 14, 19, 21, 21, 24, 46, 44. So I ask the Health Minister now, why has the TGA not acted with abundance of caution to alert the public that they were investigating these deaths, including the cardiac arrest of a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old? Why do these reports not appear on the TGA's disclosure log? Does it have anything to do with the TGA's own response to the GP that they, and I quote, contain sensitive personal information about deceased persons, and that the disclosure of the documents could undermine public confidence and reduce the willingness of the public to report adverse events to the TGA? Why has the TGA not responded to doctors who have raised these issues with you 6 months ago, including drawing your attention to those case reports? This information is extremely alarming and demands an immediate response from the TGA.
There, whenever I make a video on this, it gets taken down. So the Internet of Bodies is when all human bodies will be linked into the Internet of Things, just as your phone is. What this shot was an intrabody nano network administered through vaccine. You folks can look up all these terms and learn about it for yourself. It is science, it is not conspiracy. So what they have done is they have essentially made the human bodies that received the true shot, not a placebo. It uses hydrogel to create an intrabody nano network within the human body. These bodies are now not only GMOs, because their DNA has been changed, but they are also a device linked in to the Internet of Things. These people were made GMOs owned by the corporate entity that gave them the shot, and all of those corporate entities that gave the shot are at the top owned by BlackRock. BlackRock is the new foundation for the new financial system. The psychological, physiological, and biological data of the individuals linked into the Internet of Bodies is what will be the foundation and the backing of the new financial system. Why? Because it allows full control. And by making these folks GMOs without their knowledge, what they have done is they have created a situation that no longer needs consent for data collection. So now all of these folks, their biological, physiological, and psychological data can be data harvested every second of the day without their knowledge and without their consent.
Does the Holy Spirit look like? Does the Bible tell us? We're given descriptions of the appearance of the Father and Son, but what about the Spirit? At Jesus' baptism, the Spirit descended like a dove. But another example could be the man of fire in Ezekiel. I saw a figure that appeared to be a man. From what appeared to be his waist down, he looked like a burning flame. From the waist up, he looked like gleaming amber. He reached out what seemed to be a hand and took me by the hair. Now watch this here. Look what Ezekiel calls him. Then the Spirit lifted me up into the sky and transported me to Jerusalem in a vision from God. So what do you think? Could this be a description of the Holy Spirit's appearance? Tell me in the comment section. You can't buy a miracle because Jesus already paid the price. The exchange of the monetary for the spiritual is sorcery, and some sell charismatic witchcraft. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with Christian books, movies, classes, and even Christian companies. But there's a difference between selling materials and selling miracles. If anyone ever tells you that your giving will increase the likelihood, potency, or permanence of your healing or deliverance, then you're being manipulated.
This eerie photo has been haunting the internet for decades now, but it's well worth revisiting. It's a shot of a man sleeping on a tombstone. Looming over him is a transparent figure. It almost looks like a person wearing a hood looking down on the sleeping man. For years, debunkers have tried their best with this image, but no solid explanations have ever been put forth. It was taken on film and printed well before Photoshop even existed, so that rules out manipulation. Some have said it could just be a mist creating a pareidolic effect, but given the very specific shape, it's quite unlikely. For years, paranormal enthusiasts have claimed that this is a genuine ghost caught on camera, a spirit that isn't taking too kindly to a man sleeping on their grave. But as always, I'll throw this one out to you, the audience. Have you ever seen this one before? What's your take on it? Let me know in the comments down below.
Seven Davis Jr. is a music artist. He's seen here wearing a shirt with the Leviathan cross, which is also known as Satan's cross. Along with wearing Satan's cross, he likes the Freemason checkerboard on his head, and he's standing on it. And what organization do you think he likes? That totally legit organization? He likes NASA. NASA, not a space agency. Deceiving humanity, taking God and the Bible out of the world. Well, a lot of people are waking up to this, and I'm very glad. It is profound to know the truth of the biblical world. This is garbage. God bless you, everyone.
Caleb, God loves you. What's the problem?
I abused chemicals.
What do you mean, chemicals?
I went through a rough patch and I inhaled lots of, deodorant and fly spray. And it, affected me in my school life. And so, I just feel, dumb.
Caleb, your time has come. It's the healing presence of Jesus. It's the healing presence of Jesus. Look at me. You're free. What do you feel happen?
Shivers just all in me.
Did you feel that, Mum?
He's a boy.
So did you affect your reading or go and get a book. Someone give him a book or your phone. Start reading on your phone. You got a phone on you?
He's got a phone on. What teenager doesn't?
You got a Bible on your phone?
Yeah.
Here you go.
The risen Christ, faith's reality. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached you, which also... which also you received... and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried.
Could you do that before, Caleb?
Nah, never.
How much could he read before?
He couldn't read that fast. No way.
What do you think about that?
This is crazy.
Who's this?
It's
my cousin Bess.
What do you think about that, cousin?
Man, that's crazy, man.
You ever seen something like that happen before?
No, man. That's some crazy stuff, man.
Caleb, who healed you?
Jesus did.
To maintain your healing, live, walk, talk with Jesus.
Thank you, yeah.
He's the one who healed you, so you stay close to him. He has a good purpose for your life, okay? All right?
Yeah, thank you.
What do you say about that, Mum?
Yes, I mean, he's a special boy. It's Mum. It's my mum. It's my son.
It's my grand.
I'm sorry. It's my grand.
Who healed you, Caleb?
Jesus.
Now he's healed you, what are you going to do?
I'm probably going to buy a book, read the Bible.
Someone say, praise the Lord. I think that's heal my broken heart. When you watched his healing, he was healing your heart too. Because I felt the power of God going into you from him. So, Caleb, give your mum a hug. Okay, just stay there, Caleb. Now that's the power of God going into your mum's broken heart. You can tear this up right now.
Benita, Lord, we thank you for Benita. I just pray, Father God, for the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. This walker is not for her. She's too young for that, Father God. Take it away, give her the strength, her bones and marrow need to be restored to walk in your glory, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So when people see that thing gone, they're like, who did it? She's going to say, Jesus.
Jesus.
And we thank you for the favor she's about to receive in this court. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all have a beautiful freedom.
I want to see you running next time. I want to see you carrying that thing and running.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm on it.
Does the devil attack you with headaches?
Yeah.
So all headaches go. No more headaches in Jesus' name. Be free of headaches. The reason why I knew that is because as you started walking, a wave of a headache went through my head. It was a word of knowledge. So all headaches be gone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
His burden is light. Amen. And his yoke is easy.
Y'all have a blessed day.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.